Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Offsides, Mark and Lonzo, 6 p.m. hour here on ESPN Upstate. Hope everyone had an outstanding weekend. Great to be here with you. People looking up inside the window, Lonzo, realizing where all this noise is coming from. Oh, my God, this guy is disturbing me here in this beautiful complex in which I live. Wonderful to be here with you. Breaking news on the day, Justin Ross is out for the season for Clemson. If you're just joining us, we spent a good amount of time discussing that today. He has a congenital fusion issue that evidently he's always had, also has a bulging disc. You got to say that very, very carefully so you don't slip up and say something that would get you banned by the FCC. But people are wondering, you know, how does this affect Clemson moving forward? To me, Justin Ross is on the list of five players that the team cannot afford to lose to win a national championship. Therefore, also to me, Clemson is no longer your national championship favorite with that particular news. Travis Etienne, Justin Ross, Trevor Lawrence, Xavier Thomas, Darian Kendrick, you can pick the five. But undoubtedly, Justin Ross was a top five, top three player on that football team, and he's no longer there. And so you're looking at guys like Joseph Ngata, Frank Ladson, Amari Rodgers stepping up as a senior. But Trevor Lawrence is not going to have that ace in the hole guy to rely on anymore, man. He's not going to be there. Opportunity for Trevor to show that he can do it without T. Higgins and Justin Ross. But at the wide receiver position, Clemson has gone from elite to just okay to good. In my opinion, this is an injury that hurts Clemson and hurts Clemson big time. If you're a Clemson fan, how do you digest that? We've also been talking a lot about the big topic throughout the sports world over the weekend, all of the protests and the looting and the burning surrounding the death of George Floyd, which was single-handedly the worst and most egregious case of police brutality I've ever seen. I'm incredibly proud to live here in the upstate. Yesterday and over this weekend, I really feel like the upstate feels like home to me now. And it's really largely because of the pride, the level of pride I felt watching how everyone in our community dealt with this. The positive protests, walking arm in arm, people from different ethnicities. The fact that you know, really the city of Spartanburg has been able to have no curfew tonight whatsoever has been a really, really, really positive change. And I truly feel like this area has been an example for the rest of the country on how to deal with these things, not only now, but in the future. I worry, folks, that we never will live in a world where we don't have any hate crimes. But between now and the next time we have a high-profile hate crime case, my hope is that those in our society will be able to trust that when that hate crime happens, that justice will in fact take place, and it will be swift and it will be severe. That is my hope, folks. That is my hope, ladies and gentlemen. We've asked you, is it incumbent on sports athletes to comment on events like this? Is it their responsibility to comment about that? And what is it about us that made our response a positive example to the rest of America. What is it about us that here in the upstate that made us react in the very mature and loving way in which we did? Open phone lines for you and text lines to chime in on all the above. 71307 is the text line. You can get to us on Twitter as well, at Mark Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate. And we've been taking your calls all day. We've gotten a lot of them. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. All right, time to do that little ditty we call Either Or. Three options on life and sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, there are reports out that George Kittle wants receiver money, not tight end money. This hasn't worked for other tight ends. Does Kittle deserve receiver money, or should he just be paid like a top-tier tight end?
Oh, here's what I know. George Kittle is a beast. He's a freaking beast. And every once in a while, you have guys, Lonzo, that are good enough to break the mold. The Aaron Donald and the Rams were at a standstill for the longest time because Aaron said, if I'm going to continue to wear your uniform, you're about to pay me the likes of which no other defensive tackle has ever been paid before. We're about to change the narrative for this position. And he was able to successfully do that. George Kittle, if you've watched him play, is good enough to change the narrative at this position. So you know what I want to do? I want to keep George Kittle happy. I'm finding the average of the five salaries of the top five highest paid wide receivers, and I'm finding the average of the top five paid tight ends. And you know what I'm doing, Lonzo? I'm splitting the difference. I'll meet him halfway, and he'll be easily the highest paid tight end in all of football once I do that. What say you?
No, I completely agree. He needs to, I mean, if they believe he deserves it, he needs to be the highest paid tight end, but he's not a receiver. As good as he is, as soon as that happens one time, then all tight ends are going to be like, hey, I want that kind of money. I want to get paid like a receiver. And there are a couple tight ends out there like him, like Travis Kelce, some guys like that, that probably could warrant getting paid that much. I just don't think that they're going to make receiver money.
Here's the thing. I'm wondering about, why is it that the tight end position, Lonzo, these guys come from nowhere, right? I mean, a lot of the best tight ends, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, they weren't highly regarded cats. You know what I'm saying? They came from nowhere. George Kittle is another guy. Came from nowhere. And he's so damn good at what he does. So athletic, so physical. I don't know what the deal is, why we miss so many of these guys. You know, but George Kittle, who is George Kittle? You know, if I asked you the question 3 years ago, who was George Kittle, you would say he was a restaurant owner. You know, he owns a mom-and-pop country cooking place.
It does sound like a restaurant owner, now that you say
that.
It
really does, yeah. He really, really does, and I don't get the deal. Do you even know where he was drafted, Lonzo? What college did he play for?
No clue.
George Kittle was drafted. I just had to look this up. He's from Norman, Oklahoma. Went to Iowa and was selected in the fifth round, pick 146 of the 2017 NFL draft. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. I can't believe it. All right. Next up from me here. LSU, no Joe Burrow, no Justin Jefferson. Will the Tigers, Lonzo, be in playoff contention in 2020?
Sounds like a yes or no question. It doesn't sound like an either or, but I, you know,
yeah, yes or no is either or. It's one thing or another.
I guess there is an or in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, that completely changes how I do things from now on. I am going to go with no, because I do like Coach O, but how do you recover from losing the guys that he's lost? I guess we'll find if he does, if they are in contention, then man, a lot of people were wrong about him as a coach.
On LSU's schedule this year, they have a home game against Texas, which will be tricky. They travel to Florida, which will be tough. Alabama at home, Alabama anywhere, brutal. All right? Then they finish the season at Auburn and at Texas A&M in back-to-back weeks. Very, very, very tough games. 10-2 puts them in contention for the college football playoff. I think they beat Texas at home. I think they beat Texas A&M on the road. I think they lose at Florida. I think they lose at home to Alabama. And I think the whole season comes down to how they perform at Auburn. I do get the sense this is a three-loss season for LSU. I don't get the sense that they're going to be competing for the college football playoff this year. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right.
You all right?
Yeah,
yeah. You choking on a splinter there?
No.
What's happening?
I have to push two buttons as opposed to one button, and I missed one of them.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, well, anyway. All right, so with everything that's happened so far in 2020, if you had a choice, would you board a rocket to colonize the moon or move to the North Pole?
You know what, Lonzo? I don't know about all that, but I will say that the astronauts over the weekend had a hell of an idea just to piece out of planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, get me the hell out of here. I love that. They just went to the safest place ever, man. I'm colonizing, Lonzo. I'm off of planet Earth. I've had enough of 2020. There is no spot on the planet Earth where I can get away from all this stuff right now. So I'm leaving the planet. The astronauts had a great idea.
Well, I absolutely hate snow. I know it's cold on the moon, too, but...
You hate snow? Nobody hates snow.
Oh, everyone from Ohio that's moved here or from Michigan or from anywhere up north absolutely hates snow. That's why we move south. So I would rather go to the moon than go to the North Pole, for sure.
Wow. Okay. I haven't heard that before.
You try having to shovel snow or snovel it, however you want to do it, in a parking lot for a grocery store, then watch people purposefully drive over and put slush back in where you're shoveling so you have to keep doing it over and over and over again. That will make you hate snow.
All right. What do you guys think? What do you guys think on these questions? Is LSU a playoff contender this year or not? 71307 is the text line. Next up for me, Lonzo, is as follows right here. Conor McGregor this morning, TMZ had him a video eating bees. And he said, what the bleep is this? And we don't know why Conor McGregor was eating dead bees, but Conor McGregor was eating dead bees. I can only assume, Lonzo, that this has some sort of medicinal purpose, that this somehow in some way affects his training for his next fight. Would you eat bees for a medicinal purpose? Would you eat, let's say it was another insect, crickets, for a medicinal purpose? Would you do that?
Yes. Yes, I would.
I don't believe you. I'll bring crickets tomorrow, okay?
They serve crickets. They see, yeah. I dare you to bring crickets tomorrow. Anyway, they serve crickets at a lot of the smaller ballparks. In the concession stand.
I know they serve them in, what do you mean, a lot of them? I know they serve them in Seattle.
All right.
There's a place that serves them around here.
Several different. We've had stories of several different ballparks, mostly minor league parks, serving crickets, yes.
I'd love to know where those are. I'll bring them to you. Just let me know how you want them, Lonzo. You want them bok choy? You want them barbecued? You want them fricasseed? You just let me know. I'll bring the crickets to you.
From what I can tell, the majority of them are usually barbecued.
The majority of them are going uneaten on this end. No, for me, not eating the bees. And finally, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, so I saw that you and I had a similar question, which is this question, but I did it a little bit differently. So... if it was for a good cause, which bug would you eat? Bees, a murder hornet, praying mantis, or take all my money, I ain't eating any of that.
Yeah, Lonzo, it depends on how much you're paying me. I can tell you.
No, it's for charity, man. I said if it's for a good cause.
For a good cause. Okay, I thought you were talking about medicinally. For a good cause... What was the first one you said?
The bees, or a bees. Murder hornet, or a praying mantis.
Yeah, I can't see myself swallowing the murder hornet stinger. The praying mantis, that's the kind of gnarly, and I know you like that word, Lonzo, gnarly. That's the kind of gnarly creature
that would come back. That's my skull. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
That creature would come back from the dead and kill me in my sleep. that praying mantis. All praying mantises would be out to get me if I ate one of them. So it would have to be the bees if I'm going to do it for charity, and I would eat a dead bee for charity. All right? They can't sting you dead, can they? The stinger is neutralized,
I think they removed. I think they removed the stinger. If you watched the video thoroughly, he shows that it looks like honey coming out of the butt of the bee. I guess it's a butt. And so I'm guessing they taste like honey, crunchy honey.
Have you ever been stung by a dead insect?
Not that I'm aware of, but I've been stung and then killed said insect.
Okay. I've been stung by a dead insect, Lonzo. It's like the weird thing how a lizard's tail moves after you rip it off, right? Or after it falls off.
It does? Wait, you said rip it off first. That sounds like first-hand
knowledge.
If
you grab a lizard by the tail, the lizard will detach from its tail so it can get away from you. And the tail is still wiggling around, right, because it has nerve endings in it. And it does that for like an hour. It's, again, word of the day, gnarliest thing you've ever seen, right? I can't wrap my head around doing this. I can't wrap my head around doing any of this stuff, if I'm honest with you. If I'm just being real with you, I can't see it.
Does it make Conor McGregor, does he go up a level or down a level for you?
He goes up a level, and I'll tell you, Lonzo, I killed a wasp, and the wasp is dead. And I pick up the wasp with a paper towel, and I got stung through the paper towel. All right? This wasp is not moving, okay? I pick it up. I got stung through the paper towel. This was when I was a kid, and I'm like, good gosh, man, these things, they get you from the dead. It's incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the show, our senior sports spotlight continues. Savannah Shealy joins the show. Palmetto High School valedictorian. You're going to want to hear her story. And it's next right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Offsides. Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. You know what, guys? It feels great to be able to give back to the community in some small way and to be able to highlight these kids who have had so much taken away from them by the pandemic. I'll tell you what, it has been a real treat to get to know some of these kids, to see their stories, and then to be able to follow their story as they continue on to the next phase of their life. It is time to get to today's Senior Sports Spotlight. All right, today's Senior Sports Spotlight is on Savannah Shealy, who's graduating as valedictorian from Palmetto High School. She's played in the marching band, heck yeah, varsity basketball and varsity soccer. She's an amazing part of all three programs, and she loves her sports family. She's attending Clemson University in the fall and majoring in secondary education with an emphasis on English. And Savannah joins us right now on the show. Savannah, congratulations on being today's Senior Sports Spotlight athlete. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is so good to have you on. I've got to ask you first, Savannah. You know, we've opened the show today. It's a very different show today because of everything that we saw over the weekend with the tragic passing of George Floyd. How was that discussed in your family, and what did you feel like? What were your feelings about what you saw? I'll tell you, I was very, very proud of what I saw here in the upstate, in Greenville and Spartanburg. People were protesting peacefully. You had people from all races walking together. In some cases, you even had the police officers themselves walking and marching with the protesters, in some cases, arm in arm. I was very proud, Savannah, to be a part of the upstate when I saw all of that this weekend. How did you see it?
Of course, with all this news online, it's very hard to look at. But when you see those peaceful protests, it definitely does make you proud to be part of Greenville, South Carolina, and this upstate, because, you know, they're following after Martin Luther King. So when you see those peaceful protests as opposed to harmful riots, it just makes you be proud to be part of this community.
It really does, Savannah. It really, really does. I think that's very, very well said by you. So, Savannah, let's hear a little bit about your story. I see here that you were the valedictorian from your high school. Savannah, first place in your whole high school. You couldn't have done better than first, could you? That's incredible.
No.
Congratulations on that achievement. How'd you do that?
Well, to be honest, back in fourth grade, we were having our awards day show, and afterwards, to my mom, I actually said to her, I was like, I want to have the most award certificates every year. So now here I am in 12th grade. I got first place with the goal that I set for myself.
That's fantastic. You wanted to have the most award certificates out of anyone at the school?
Yes, very competitive with everything.
Well, that competitiveness is going to take you far. But I'm telling you, Savannah, you're not going to beat me in this interview. Okay.
Oh no.
I just want to let you know that it's going to be Mark 1 and Savannah 0. Okay. I'm going to make that abundantly clear to you right now. So Savannah, can you share with us about a little bit about your story in terms of what you lost and what was taken away from you by COVID-19 and school shutting down, etc.
Well, the thing that affected me the most was certainly the loss of my senior soccer season, because at one point we were ranked 10th in the state for 4A, which is something we had never done before because our program was only built 7-8 years ago is when it first started. So this year was set out to be an amazing year, and then once COVID-19 happened, it was just hard to deal with the loss that came with that.
So did you get to play any of your season, or was it all stripped away?
Well, we had, I think it was 5 games or scrimmages, and we actually had one region game against Daniel because they, for some other prior conflict, they had to schedule our game earlier in the season. So we had one region game, and that was probably one of the hardest played games I've ever been a part of. It was tied 1-1 the entire game. And then in the last 30 seconds, Daniel pulled away with a goal right at the end. It was devastating, but I was so proud of our team for how hard we played.
Wow. That's really kind of a neat story there. And then you mm-hmm. didn't get to play the rest of your season after that. What were your emotions? What were you feeling when you learned that I'm not going to get to finish, and I'm not going to get to walk with my classmates, and I'm not going to get to go to my senior prom? How did you feel about all that at the time?
Well, on March 12th, it was our last game, and we ended up winning 12-0. So our coach said, y'all played so good, you get practice on Friday off, which is March 13th. And then on that Sunday is when we found out that school was out for the rest of March. So, and then the deadline kept extending, and I didn't know on March 13th that would be my last day ever playing soccer for my school. And then it's just other things like that. Once hearing prom gets canceled and graduation gets canceled from Little John, and now we're graduating our football field, it's just hard to think about. You know, you have it pictured in your head how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And then when it gets changed like that, it's really hard to deal with.
It is really hard to deal with, and I'm so sorry that you had to deal with all of those things, Savannah. That is so tough. So I heard you say that your graduation is going to be on the football field.
Yes, sir.
That going to happen? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Our graduation is actually this Friday at 10 a.m. on our football field, and we're going to have each graduate gets two guests to be in the stadium, and the rest will be watching on live stream, and then there'll be a parade following graduation where all the graduates get to ride through the town, and they'll line the streets for us and all that good stuff. But I've been writing my speech this week and working on finalizing that.
Can we get a little sneak preview of the speech today?
I'll just say, here's my title. It's called Bloom Where You're Planted.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing, Savannah.
Thank you.
I imagine that speaks also to what people have been through, right? In the sense that the soil that existed for your senior season wasn't the soil all of you thought you were going to be getting. But that doesn't mean that what the soil produces from that seed couldn't set a beautiful future for you all. Is that kind of the direction you might go?
Of course. You might as well give the speech for me. You hit it on the nail.
I can't, Savannah, I could never do that as well as you could. I could never do that as well as you could. But I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, what time is that ceremony going on? I'd like to check it out.
It'll be at 10 a.m. I think you can find it on Facebook for either Palmetto High School or Anderton School District 1.
Palmetto High School, 10 a.m., and this is tomorrow, right?
Friday, June 5th.
Friday, June 5th at 10 a.m. I'll tell you what. And what time are you doing your speech?
I don't know the exact time, but because the ceremony officially starts at 10, but it'll be sometime within that little time range, first bit of it.
That's really, really cool. Are you feeling confident about that?
I go back and forth, but overall, I think I'm feeling okay about it because what I'm speaking about, I'm passionate about, and I know my classmates will care to hear, so I'm feeling okay.
Guess what the number one fear of Americans is, Savannah?
Public speaking. I know for sure because one of my friends definitely has that fear.
Guess what the second most fear is among Americans?
I don't know that one.
Death.
Oh, okay.
Crazy. People are more afraid of public speaking than death. And that means if you were ever at a funeral, people are saying they'd rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. Okay.
I can believe that.
Think about that. Think about what you're doing, and I promise you this. Yes, you will. You'll feel a little weak in the knees. Yes, your heart will flutter a little bit. But I'll tell you what: the feeling that you'll have when you're all done with that, and then the next one will be easier and easier and easier, and it will start to become a strength for you, Savannah. That'll be a really beautiful thing.
Thank you.
So you're going to Clemson in the fall. Now, my producer's not a Clemson guy, and so we've got a little bit of an issue here. Why did you go against my producer and decide to don the regalian orange?
Well, I am definitely not bandwagon because I have been a Clemson fan literally since as long as I can remember.
Good for you.
It just is a definite bonus that they're starting to win now, but even if we are terrible, I'd still be going to Clemson.
Wonderful. So this has been, you've known for a number of years that this is where you wanted to end up?
Yes, sir. I've always had, actually Clemson was the only college I applied to.
Wow. Did you have any family members who went there?
My mom and dad actually met in Tiger Band.
In Tiger Band. So I gotta tell you this, Savannah. I went to college on a music scholarship. Okay, I went to the University of Florida. You ever heard of the Florida Gators?
Yes, that's crazy.
Well, thank you, Savannah. I thought I liked you very well up until that moment. But I went to the University of Florida. Here's the difference between you and I. All right, the only way I was getting into the University of Florida was because I played trombone. My grades were not good enough at all to get me in there by themselves. And when I started school there, Savannah, I remember thinking, oh, dear God, I'm in a class with a bunch of really smart people, you know, I better get buttoned up here. I better get my T's crossed and my I's dotted, or I'm going to be flunking out of here really fast, really fast. So I managed to get my ducks in the row and make it happen, Savannah, but they only let me in because I had a skill that they wanted, right? My grades were never good enough to get me in on their own. So all of that is to say, if you had between your soccer experience, your basketball experience, your band experience, what was your best experience overall, your best single experience at Palmetto High School?
If you have
a favorite memory of some kind.
A favorite memory of Palmetto High School is actually, you know, all three of those combined, because I'm also the student body president, so I make the pep rallies be as awesome as they are. And one of my favorite memories is when the seniors, we won the spirit stick, which is who's the loudest and has the most school spirit. I got the stick and I ran in circles around the gym and then ran back to my class of 2020, and we just all screamed and jumped up and down, because that's when all groups of everything that I participate come together. And that's probably one of my best memories.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. That's wonderful. So you're the senior class president. You're the valedictorian. You did band. You did soccer. You did basketball. Savannah, why didn't you feel like contributing to anything going on at your high school? I think you should have contributed more. I don't know. If only you were a little bit motivated. You know, things could have worked out better for you. What do you attribute your motivation to achieve such greatness in your academics and your athletics? What do you attribute that motivation to?
I think it's definitely part to do with my competitive side. I want to be the best in everything that I do. And then also I have very high self-motivation, because it was never, Savannah, come do this. It was always, can I do that? Do you think I can do that at the same time? So it's very self-motivated, competitive drive.
That's such a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. We're getting texts on this interview. What did you play in the band, Savannah?
I play trumpet.
You play trumpet. Are you going to continue that at Clemson?
I was back and forth about joining Tiger Band, but back in the fall on Alumni Day at Clemson University, they have a thing where high school seniors can be in the band for a day, and I decided I'd try it to see, like, do I want to be in Tiger Band? And after that, I was certain I would definitely be doing Tiger Band.
That's wonderful. You know, I had so much fun in the Gator Band, and when I was in the Gator Band, it was very similar to what your football program is now. We were winning the SEC championship every year. We were going to the national championship, and to be able to go to the national championship game, all expenses paid, nice hotel, you have the experience with all your mates. You're going to have those experiences because Clemson's going to the college football playoff. You know,
yes.
you might be going to Notre Dame this year, you know, with the band, which is just, I mean, think about you got a lot to look forward to, Savannah, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you've earned everything that you have coming to you as well. Savannah, it is a real treat to be able to speak with you here on the show. I want to let you know that everyone at ESPN Upstate is incredibly proud of you. You know, I think talking to people like yourself and other people that we've had shine the senior spotlight on really gives us hope for the future of America, including what you said about the protests and everything over the weekend as well. We're very, very proud of you. We're excited to see what the future holds for you. And I commend you for the way that you have dealt with something that's been very, very challenging. You are planting that beautiful flower in some soil that nobody expected. And I'm incredibly proud of you, and I will give you the win, Savannah, in this interview, okay? This is not easy for me to do. I'm very competitive. I concede nothing, and I'm conceding that you have beaten me in this interview, all right?
Thank you.
Savannah Sheely is our senior sports spotlight athlete of the day. God bless you, Savannah. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see your speech at graduation. Palmetto High School Facebook, 10 a.m. on Friday morning. It's Offsides, Mark and Lonzo, right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's see what you guys are saying. let's see. Texter Whitney texts into the show. Great to hear from you, Whitney. She says, Mark, real men wear pink. My dad, boyfriend, and brother all do and look great in it. That's from Whitney, hashtag real men wear pink. Whitney, I would just ask you, what does that make me? If I'm not wearing pink, Whitney, what does that make me? Texter says, damn, Mark, you hit that poor girl with a hot question on the spot. Savannah Shealy. Lonzo, what question do you think he's referring to? I hit her with a hot question on the spot. What are we talking about here?
With the death and the unrest and all that. And, yeah, I was concerned about that question. I thought that was a little hard hitting, but she handled it perfectly.
Listen, man, you got to know the temperature of the room, Lonzo. I knew she could handle it. That's why I handled it.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. Texter says, my son wants to be in the Georgia band, and I am all for it, even though I am a Clemson fan. Tip of the cap to you, sir or madam. Tip of the cap to you. That is what it's all about. You know, there's a really dark day in society when being in the band and having a musical talent became a bad thing, man. The irony is, all those making fun of people in the band, I'm sure they list music as one of their favorite hobbies. Well, who's responsible for the music you're listening to?
There's a difference between being in a band on the stage and being in a marching band. The marching band has the stigma, not other bands.
Well, the marching band is what's up, Lonzo, and I'm telling you. And once you realize you get to go to all the games, the stigma goes away real fast.
I never saw the marching band. I was in the locker room waiting to play the second half.
Oh, okay. Or you were on the bench waiting to get into the game. What was
even if that were so, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations, Savannah. What a great future and career you have. Says the texter. Awesome to hear from you guys. Guys, you guys have blown up the text line today. It has been fantastic. We have gotten people riled up about the pink. Which of the controversial opinions today has been the most controversial for you? Was it all the tickets this year in college football should go to the donors, to the largest donors? Was it crawfish sucks? Or was it real men don't wear pink? Which one was it? Which one was it, guys and gals? Your thoughts, welcome. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I've been looking at this this audio all day, Lonzo, and I've wanted to hear it. Lance Armstrong here. I didn't see Lance last night, the documentary. I want to see it. I have this beautiful invention called ESPN Plus now. If only I could get Lonzo to pick it up, we'd be getting places. But I was able to watch one on ESPN Plus, and I haven't seen the second one yet. But evidently, Lance goes into why he chose to lie about doping.
What was it like looking at yourself in the mirror?
No problem.
Because
I'm not justifying it or defending it, but I'm telling you, it was not a problem.
Because
it was just part of the. I was so used to it, and it was part of the game, and you just kind of become immune to that. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to hear myself say that, but that's the truth.
Folks, can we just admit an inconvenient truth here? Lance Armstrong isn't a great guy. I understand that there is part of you, a certain segment of the population, that wants to continue to call him an American hero because he won the Tour de France, those evil Frenchies. He won their event, and he overcame cancer to do so. But he's not a good dude. He's really not a good guy. You watch this, the more he talks, the more you realize what a Captain A-hole this guy is. And he is. He's just... I don't mean to pee in your Frosted Flakes on your American heroes, But I'm here to tell you that Lance Armstrong is no American
See,
hero.
See, ESPN made a mistake. They should have followed up The Last Dance with Bruce Lee. I'm waiting to see the Bruce Lee thing. I could care less about Lance Armstrong. I know he's
when
a cheater.
When is that? When is that?
That starts next week.
Ah.
Yes.
So this is the inner story of Bruce Lee?
Yeah, I want to see the Bruce. You haven't seen the ads are all over the place. I can't wait to see the Bruce Lee thing. Like water, man. I can't wait to see it.
I don't really know the Bruce Lee story.
Wow. Well, if you watch it.
I know the Lance Armstrong story. I don't feel like I know the Bruce Lee story other than that he's in a bunch of really cool karate movies.
See,
right?
All the more reason to watch the Bruce Lee thing,
yeah.
And then you will learn something about him.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Let's see here. Let's roll on here. We have Dana White, and he said Dana White speaks to the fact as to why the UFC has been able to get going, without the other leagues getting to get going. And he says there's one thing about the UFC that makes them different from other sports leagues here.
One guy makes the decision here, me. And you know me, so we're f***ing going. These other guys, you got the league, you got different owners with different opinions and different financial situations, and, you know, it makes it a lot harder to pull off than something like this.
Dana White continues as to the real reason. I'm interested in this. The real reason why major sports aren't back yet, but the UFC is.
And these other leagues got to start moving faster so we can really start to feel normal again. It's amazing when you don't have live sports, you realize how important they really are and how we need them as human beings. It can be done. I'm telling you, the biggest problem isn't COVID-19. COVID-19 isn't the reason all these sports leagues can't go. These guys can figure it out. It's financial. It's financially. This is a massive financial burden on everybody's company. I mean, where you guys work too, when you guys go back to work, it's a huge financial burden to do all the things that you need to do to comply with keeping the place safe. And I truly believe that's the real reason that you haven't seen any of the majors come back yet, because they're looking at what it's going to cost them.
But he's looked at it, and he's the sole proprietor, and he's figured out a way to get it done. So what the hell's the matter with baseball?
Because, well, it's a smaller scale for him. Think about it. I mean, he's got, what, like 50, 60 people all together, depending on how many camera people are there and the fighters on one card. He has a whole lot less people, so it's got to be a lot easier.
He's got a whole lot less people, Lonzo, but he's also got a whole lot less people to manage, and baseball has a whole lot more people to figure it out. You know, more people also help you solve issues theoretically, and that's not happening in the other sports. Baseball's coming up in the rear right now. Myron Medcalf on ESPN Radio yesterday, I was listening to this a little bit yesterday morning, speaks to as to how to fix all of the unrest in our society right now.
I've got a lot of calls from some of my white friends and colleagues who genuinely are asking, well, what can I do? You know, they're saying, what can I do? I'm bothered. They're saying a lot of things you're saying, man. You know, this is emotional for me, and I want to be an ally, and I want to know how I can affect change. And I would say this to everybody, and I mean this respectfully. It's too easy to just have the conversation with me, right? Or people who look like me. That's the easy way out. I think until you can have uncomfortable conversations with those in your world who look like you, that's to me how you affect change. You've got to bring these conversations to your dinner table, to your sports bar, to your place of business, to your family gathering. Like that to me is how you really affect change, because having a conversation with someone like me and listening to me tell you about the experience of being black in America, we've heard these stories so many times. People understand what the reality is. You don't need a video to understand that, but will you take this moment and bring it to where you live? And when are you willing to risk relationships and friendships and whatever it may cost you to have difficult conversations and take a stand for what you say you believe in?
You know, it's interesting, all over my Facebook right now, when you combine the COVID stuff with the George Floyd tragedy, I'm seeing so many people on Facebook saying that they're unfriending people now. And you know what I say to that? Good. Surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with loving people. If someone exposes themselves not to be that way, their loss, you're moving on with a lighter friendship load moving forward in the future. The best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate. All right, it's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo rolling on. Appreciate so much all of your participation in the show today. Was a ton of fun to get to. Guys, I just want to reiterate this once an hour to the people that are driving home at this particular time. I am so proud to be here in the Upstate, and I'm especially proud, and this area felt like home to me yesterday. Usually I get the feeling of something feeling like home once I've lived there for a year and a half. It begins to have that home feeling to it. Here in the Upstate for me, that year and a half mark will hit on July 10th. But I think I hit it early. And I think I hit it early because watching how this area was the model area for everyone on how to deal on how to cope with the George Floyd tragedy, how to peacefully protest, how to unite, how to lock arm in arm. The police were walking with the protesters yesterday. It was calm. It was peaceful. I just can't tell you guys how proud I am of everyone in this entire area. Look, I did say that you can condemn both, and we should condemn what happened to George Floyd. But I also think deserving of condemnation are all of the looting, the violence, and the fires. That's not what the George Floyd family wants, and George Floyd's son and daughter have said that very thing, right? It is time to get to the best thing we heard today. I caught wind, Lonzo, that J.R. Smith was involved in some sort of altercation. Is that what this is about?
Yeah, you need to check it out. One of the protesters, even though JR was out walking with him and everything, he went back to his house. One of the protesters decided to go at JR's car, and it didn't end well for the guy.
Honestly, I'm the only black guy on my block. I'm the only black person on this corner. So for you to randomly just thinking you're doing something for the people, The one black person who was able to get out the situation and move into a nice neighborhood and do all of those things that we aspire to do, you broke that person's window without even knowing. So it's like people are consistently doing stuff when you don't even know what you're doing it for or why you're doing it. You, out of all the people, 100%. Now, granted, if he would have seen me and seen somebody outside the car or outside the house or whatever, do I think he would have broke it? Absolutely not. It was just a random act of stupidness, and I give him that. But that ass whooping was a random act of stupidness on my behalf.
I haven't seen the video.
Oh, it's JR took it to him. Yeah, he did. You don't mess with JR's car.
So there was a white dude that broke a window?
No. It was one of the protesters. I don't think the dude was white. He was wearing a mask. You have to look and see. But, yeah.
Okay.
But
okay. So JR didn't care the ethnicity.
JR has a mean kick. That's all I'm saying.
He's got a mean kick. Wow. I got to check out that video, man. Got to check it out. Dude, note to self, never mess with JR Smith's car. All right, guys, it's been a lot of fun being here with you today. Thank you guys so much for making us part of your afternoon. As always, remember how proud I am to be here, and a tip of the cap to all of you guys here in the Upstate for the way in which we collectively handled this situation. Not easy to do, but we did it with aplomb. I feel like I had a lot of big words on the show today, man. Pop your collar, player. Tomorrow, Super Tuesday, Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.